It is the State Capitol Report on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now the childcare crisis, reports of daycare classrooms going dark, centers scaling back to 4 days. The Labor Department awarded Wisconsin a $15 million grant. We'll check in on those funds. Join in on the childcare situation, 800-642-1234. Conversation is right here, 800-642-1234. Emily Amundson is Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Children and Families. Secretary Amundson, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you, Kate. It's nice to be with you.
We'll start us off with what this $15 million grant will do. How will you target these funds?
Sure. Yeah, this is a really exciting opportunity that was brought to us by our sister agency, the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development. And, you know, that there in itself shows just how on the forefront this conversation about childcare is, that the Department of Labor, the Department of Workforce Development, the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, these are folks now that are daily having conversations about childcare in Wisconsin and across the country. So I think that this DOL grant opportunity that came to DWD was a really great way to connect those dots. Governor Evers always talks about connecting the dots. And this focuses squarely on the labor market that is childcare. You mentioned in your intro that we do see across the state just a significant impact on workforce in the childcare industry. And of course, that that has the ripple effect of creating a crisis in workforce writ large, because when folks don't have safe, affordable places to bring their kiddos during the day, they often have to make difficult decisions to leave the workforce. So we have a braided strategy, and many of the strategies that are being deployed through this $15 million grant, this particular grant, will be run out of the Department of Workforce Development. But we do have one piece of it, and that's to expand a partner-up program that we started to administer through the pandemic. And this is a really neat program that matches child care centers with availability with businesses who are interested in providing some support to their employees to find high quality childcare. And we've had just an unbelievable response to this program. So it allows us to expand this program to more businesses and more folks throughout the state who need that help.
When you talk about this program, Partner Up, Wisconsin has another program that has addressed a workforce shortage, the WIS Caregiver Careers, to address shortages in skilled nursing. Would a similar model work for the childcare industry?
Could you say more about the...
Yeah, the WIS Caregiver Careers Program, helping skilled nursing assistants, and because of the shortage in nursing homes. And I'm just wondering, are there any parallels here where you could have a workforce pipeline for childcare workers?
I see. Yes, I think so. And I think that this is work that, again, braided work across DWD, across the technical college system. DWD has invested so much in apprenticeship programs. In fact, they've been celebrating through the month the successes around apprenticeship, and certainly growing childcare apprenticeship up through high school programs technical college programs. I think particularly our Partner Up program, how that fits in, we've been able to dedicate a certain number of slots in our Partner Up program to folks who work in child care centers. So they are both working in child care centers and are recipients of the grant program that allow the center to help subsidize the cost of care for the children who attend that center, whose folks work in the center. And I've been able to tour some of these centers and hear from largely female workforce who told me that they would have had to leave the profession, they would have had to leave the sector because of a new baby on the way. And this program has been able to keep them in classrooms and with the added benefit of having subsidized child care and, of course, their little one right there on site with them.
There have been some reports of childcare centers moving to a four-day week due to the workforce challenges. Is the state intervening in any way with these centers to keep them open 5 days?
Well, certainly we have run through the pandemic just an absolutely critical lifeline program called Child Care Counts. And this is a program run through a combination of CARES and ARPA dollars that that has worked to subsidize in child care centers things like keeping those doors open 5 days a week. In fact, we've invested over $824 million through that braided funding. And it's a program, frankly, that if we can't find a way to begin to braid in some state funding through this upcoming biennial budget process, it's going to be a program that really places us in a even more dire straits when it comes to keeping classrooms open. This has been a lifeline for centers across the state. It's allowed them to raise wages. It's allowed them to keep tuition down, and it's certainly allowed them to keep that fifth day open. The issue that we have is because there is a fiscal cliff, because this is one-time funding that people know will end, folks out in childcare centers are reticent to raise wages across the board long term. So what they've been doing with this funding is using it for one-time bonuses. And while that's nice, certainly increasing the floor of the childcare industry wages is something we need to do if we want to see centers stay open 5 days a week.
Talking with Emily Amundson, the Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Children and Families, let's turn to domestic violence. We're seeing, you know, not since the early aughts have cases of domestic violence been so high here in Wisconsin. What is being done to address this rise in domestic violence?
Absolutely. This is another just insidious issue that takes all of us. It takes a cross-sector approach. And again, this is something that Governor Evers recognized the need to invest ARPA dollars to help support what we're seeing out there in communities across Wisconsin. So two programs that I'd like to highlight. One is an expansion of a program called Domestic Violence Housing First. And this is something that we started back in 2021 with a $2 million pilot. And we recently received an additional $3.5 million in ARPA funds to continue this. And that'll extend the funding through 2025. We've got nine programs around the state participating in this pilot, with End Abuse Wisconsin providing the training. And the goal here is to make sure that there are that survivors have first access to safe, stable, permanent housing. And we want that housing to come as soon as possible. And once housed, we've got a lot of access to supportive holistic services and resources, but that housing first piece is the thing that we're really focused on through this program. And we've heard a lot of positive stories so far. In fact, UW-Madison is evaluating this program, and we're really excited about the outcomes of a program like this, because it's very in tune and in line with the way that we service many vulnerable populations in our state. That idea of a housing first approach is something that we're proud of there.
You wanted to highlight one more way that you're trying to address this.
Absolutely. So specific to the Milwaukee County, Governor Evers allocated $1 million in ARPA funding to work on a program called Domestic Violence High-Risk Team Expansion. And basically partners that include Sojourner Family Peace Center, Milwaukee County DA's Office, Milwaukee Police, and the Department of Corrections, they run a staffing pattern, sort of a braided staffing pattern, that focuses on cases that they are managing that are at highest risk for lethality in order to maximize safety for those survivors. And this simply expands this program. To your point, we've seen an explosion in domestic violence. And what this particular funding will do is it will take a twice weekly case rotation and be able to double that impact and hopefully get it closer to a daily case case meeting of those braided partners who make all the difference. In fact, this program has demonstrated success since it started in 2017. Not a single victim staffed in this way has been killed in a domestic violence situation. So we're really proud to be able to expand this program.
Very quickly, because we're out of time, I do hear a lot of one-time ARPA money in the programs we've been talking about. What are you doing new or different in your new budget request to address a domestic violence?
Sure. We've got an expansion. Certainly, like, the governor right now is working on his budget, mm-hmm. and that will come out after the first of the year. But certainly he is keeping an eye on all of these ARPA programs, and that's why the evaluation of those programs is so critically important to the decisions that he's making as he puts that budget together. So we'll all be looking forward to seeing that budget after the first of the year.
Secretary Amundson, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Kate.
Emily Amundson is Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Children and Families. This is a State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network. You're with us for The Morning Show, and it is the year-end membership drive at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm here with Jennifer Dargan, and we are here to say that your financial support is the foundation for all the great discussions you enjoy here every day. So make your tax-deductible year-end gift now for 2022 before it's over, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And with that tax deductible gift, you can make an even greater impact when you give right now. Today, we'll get $25,000 for Wisconsin Public Radio when 500 people, including you, make a gift in support of the WPR programs by the end of the day tomorrow.
A group of generous members have created this Giving Tuesday challenge to inspire your support of the programs you and the entire community rely on.
And we are off to a great start. Let's meet this challenge. We do it one gift at a time with a gift of any amount. Do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We've been talking about the child care crisis and how DCF, Department of Children and Families, is working directly on this issue. And also, just to make a note here on the State Capitol Report, you know, we talk with secretaries, the heads of these agencies, and we've talked with all of them. This is a really important ongoing discussion with secretaries to understand what their agency is prioritizing and how it affects Wisconsinites and crosses over to state politics. These are the kinds of conversations you count on from the State Capitol Report on The Morning Show.
Such an important service to Wisconsin. And Wisconsin Public Radio is listener supported. So that means that your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes the topics that you tune in for every day possible. So what we want you to do is choose an amount that works for you and then make your gift.
During this member drive, we have a special offering. Ask for one of the food bank thank you gifts, and there are options available at $10 or $20 a month. Your donation to WPR will power essential news and quality entertainment, and your thank you gift will provide hunger relief to people in your community. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
What do you want to accomplish in the new year?
I want to become a master fitness trainer for the United States Army.
I want to continue to become a better me.
My goal is to run a 5K, 10K, half marathon, and full marathon by the end of 2023.
Jumpstart your new year accomplishments. Make a gift to WPR right now. We'll be right there with you, providing the information and inspiration you need to meet your goals. Your support makes the programs you rely on every day possible. Have an impact now. Here's how.
Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to make your donation. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Jennifer Dargan. Your support during this year-end member drive makes the WPR programs you rely on possible each day. Your gift of $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you set it at, that is the right amount.
And today is the start of our special two-day Giving Tuesday challenge. A group of generous members are going to give $25,000 in matching funds when 500 people, including you, step up to support the programs that you count on.
That's right. They are powering the masses there. It's their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting the WPR programs that inform you and inspire you, that enlighten Wisconsin.
So join in right now. Be one of the first 500 people to meet this challenge before the end of the day tomorrow. Join the Giving Tuesday celebration right now. You can do it at WPR.org or call us at 888-202-2552.
Here's the thing. Listeners make these programs on Wisconsin Public Radio worthwhile, and members make the programs possible.
Oh my gosh, so true. And you get all these programs because members, people like you, donate. And they kick in the largest amount of funding for WPR programs. So join into this great community right now. Become a member. Help make WPR possible with your gift of $100 or $10 a month or any amount that you choose that works for your budget. Do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
A group of generous members will give $25,000 in challenge funds when 500 people, including you, step up to support the programs you count on by end of day Tuesday. Keep that in mind. Make your gift at WPR.org. And thank you so much for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio.